Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, I have no clue how I missed this absurd meltdown from our Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, 2 or 3 days back, but I need to show you all the sequence of events that played out in Tampa, Florida, while Pete Hegseth was essentially admitting that the United States is okay with committing war crimes. Now, we knew that, but this administration's entire supposed catalyst of this war was saying that we were going to liberate the Iranian people, free them from the regime. Yet this administration seems more than enthusiastic to inflict maximum damage on the civilian population of Iran. They seem more than okay. They seem happy about repeatedly threatening the civilian population, threatening to massacre the entire civilization. So I want to walk through this meltdown from Pete Hegseth, just from a truth perspective, like we have to bring the truth, but also from a human dignity perspective. I think that the Iranian people should be freed from the current regime, but this administration's goals are not anywhere near that. This administration is more aligned with Benjamin Netanyahu, who is incredibly cynical, who has spent his entire political career trying to take down the Iranian regime and the Iranian people, and who has no problem with committing war crimes, as we know. So if you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe, and let's just start from the beginning. Pete Hegseth walks out in front of the cameras and immediately starts with this like military lingo, jingoistic snap poetry bullshit, where he's trying to say we're going to tap, tap, tap bombs. Just listen to what he's saying here.
So as President Trump said, they've been tap, tap, tapping. You can see when someone's trying to tap, tap, tap on a deal. Instead, they're going to have tap, tap, tap bombs dropping on key facilities in Iran from the United States of America. And that's not because we want to restart anything. We don't have to restart. It's because the War Department is prepared to set the terms to ensure that we get the kind of deal President Trump expects.
First of all, someone commented, why does this guy speak like he's in the fucking Lorax? Which is really funny. But number two, Pete Hegseth looks visibly deranged during this. He sounds deranged. Donald Trump has been saying for months that we are nearing a deal and that Iran is begging for a deal. But every single time we make these weird veiled threats about tap, tap, tapping them, every single time he does this, it shows a level of desperation that the entire world can see. Also, I don't want to hear Pete Hegseth using the word tap repeatedly after we know they double-tapped some likely civilian boats in the Caribbean a few months back and then covered up the footage. Here is Pete Hegseth lying about the Strait of Hormuz.
So if our blockade is ironclad, which it is, and we're able to move commercial shipping in and out of the Strait of Hormuz, who controls the Strait of Hormuz? And President Trump said it, and he's right. The United States of America controls the Strait of Hormuz. We're able to bring oil in and out and other things with partners, and have done so now for weeks and weeks in ways the Iranians don't want to acknowledge.
Listen, our gas stations haven't quite gotten the memo if the United States is in control, because the average price of gas is still up like 50, 60% since the start of this war. Secondly, we do not control the Strait of Hormuz. We basically put a blockade on their blockade in the sense that we're saying, you can't fire me, I quit. Or, you know, she didn't break up with me, I broke up with her, actually. That's what the United States is trying to do on a global scale. And Pete Hegseth is walking out here lying. The truth matters still. The truth matters because other countries, American citizens, people across the globe know that the Strait of Hormuz is not open. If it were under our control, it would be open for passage right now, but it's not. The reality is Oman and Iran currently have control of the Strait as they are the bordering countries. Iran has drawn a pretty hard line that they want tolls on any ships going through the Strait so they get money, they get reparations in their eyes. Donald Trump was so pissed at this that he threatened our allied country of Oman and said we're going to bomb them if they don't open the Strait, therefore conceding that the Strait of Hormuz is not open. I know this seems like I'm just being pedantic and just trying to, you know, debate bro him, but no, This is genuinely the reality. This really, really matters. The truth of this war matters when we're 105 days in and they are walking out in front of the cameras repeatedly lying. You guys know that this is like almost a little bit personal for all of us, but for me, it really pisses me off that these MAGA politicians and MAGA pundits go on TV in the most shameless manner every single day and lie, not bound to any timelines, not bound to the reality of the situation, not bound to the prices at the market. They just lie on TV about the timelines and repeatedly are proven wrong, then double down on the lies, hoping that someday they're going to be right about an incoming deal. We have to debunk this. It's very important. Here's a clip of Pete Hegseth immediately attacking the media when he's asked about potential war crimes. I want to show you this clip and then show you how this contrasts with what Trump says about this war. Take a listen.
Or you just mentioned you're going to plan to hit them and strike them hard tonight. If the response is in hitting bridges, electrical infrastructure, how would that not be a war crime potentially targeting civilian infrastructure?
But precisely the kind of disingenuous question that I'm used to from the media, impugning the motives of the folks on our side who are incredibly professional and incredibly effective. We will hit them hard on our terms, on the targets that improve the environment for us to operate in and undermine the capabilities that Iran wants to have.
Okay, first of all, I hate this guy's cadence. Second of all, is he just saying in a roundabout way that we'll do it on our own terms? I mean, he said before that we're not subject to the, you know, the rules of engagement. He basically said, screw the rules of engagement. Isn't that what he's saying in more words while attacking the media? Listen.
But precisely the kind of disingenuous question that I'm used to from the media.
War crimes?
Impugning the motives of the folks on our side who are incredibly professional and incredibly effective.
Wait, pause. We don't have to impugn the motives of the professionals on our side when our president is saying this, quote unquote, a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, which he's wrong about, where different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail, maybe something revolutionary wonderful can happen. Who knows? Guess what? Nothing revolutionary wonderful happened, and a whole civilization, thankfully, did not die. But we don't exactly have to read in between the lines of their motives here. Pete Hegseth is like, don't you dare impugn the motivations of our professionals. Don't you dare try to read between the lines about these work. We don't have to, dog. Donald Trump literally said an entire civilization will be destroyed.
We will hit them hard on our terms, on the targets that improve the environment for us to operate in and undermine the capabilities that Iran wants to have.
How many times did he practice that?
Again, they can't do that to us meaningfully the way that we can to them. But we're also clearly signaling to them, you have a choice. You have a choice to in the way that you respond, and you have a choice with the our incredible negotiating team in Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner and the vice president and the president, across the board, prepared, Marco Rubio, the whole team, prepared to make a great deal that would benefit Iran. They choose not to.
It's really obvious what's happening here if you think about what he's saying. If you actually do read between the lines of what he's saying, he's basically begging them for a deal and threatening war crimes because he's desperate for any sort of leverage. The entire administration is desperate for leverage, and they're projecting that right now. He says one thing in this clip that is actually true. He says that Iran can't meaningfully strike us back in the way that we strike them. That is true. Iran's military is not as strong as the United States military, but he's kind of missing the forest for the trees there, because Iran doesn't need the strongest military in the world to beat us. They just need a strong enough navy to keep the Strait of Hormuz closed, to keep a metaphorical gas nozzle to the head of like every single person on the planet, and especially Americans, and threaten Donald Trump heading into the midterm. So Iran has plenty of leverage, and Pete Hegseth kind of gives away the game. He gives away the game by showing how desperate he is to have leverage. So he threatens war crimes, and then he says, or you could talk to our negotiation team. It's exactly what Donald Trump is doing here, but this is like 2 months prior. He says, a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. It's the same thing. The Iranians are running out the clock. The question that we have to ask is, who can survive longer? The Iranian economy or the global economy? And right now, the Iranian economy can withstand some pressure, some harm, and the global economy is kind of fracturing very rapidly. Here's Pete Hegseth further threatening them.
President Trump, he's willing to go back and fight as necessary, but has given Iran an open hand to make this deal. It's right there. They have that chance. They're choosing to play games. They're choosing to tap. If they want to tap, then the president will turn to the War Department. If we need to negotiate with bombs, we'll negotiate with bombs. And we're very good at it. Nobody better in the world. And again, so we're in lockstep with the White House, in lockstep with the negotiating team to make sure we set the conditions. And the targets tonight are meant to do that.
I mean, this is just out of a movie. Someone commented, "I believe this defense secretary lacks the qualifications, lacks the temperament, and is deficient as a role model in leadership skills to effectively lead our military services." To, like, translate it, this guy's an idiot. This guy is absolutely awful as a leader, and he's just ChatGPTing what he thinks he should say in a military type of voice. It's absolute BS. He literally just said, "We're going to negotiate with bombs. We're the best at negotiating with bombs." How did that turn out for you on February 28th when we were mid-negotiation and we bombed them? According to the CSIS, we have now used one-third to one-half of our interceptor stockpiles, our precision munition stockpiles. And due to that, the United States is kind of desperate to do anything. That's kind of why Donald Trump is threatening either insane war crimes or a humiliating climb down in which the United States gets nothing. That's the situation that we're stuck in. Here is Pete Hegseth going on an even further deranged rant about Guantanamo Bay, which is a prison facility off of U.S. soil, which means the United States heavily abuses the human rights, the civil rights of the people there. Before I play this clip of Pete Hegseth saying that Guantanamo Bay Gitmo detainees should be executed in his mind, a long time ago, he says they should be executed, I do want to point out, since 2002, there have been almost 1,000 men or boys, all Muslim, who were held at Guantanamo Bay, and the vast majority were never even charged with any crime. It's a huge controversy. Only a tiny fraction of these 900 men or boys were convicted, often through these controversial military commissions rather than regular courts with due process. There are actual specific stories of people being held there for a decade in the United States. Knew that they were innocent, but didn't want to admit that because that is a concession of a fault, concession of human rights abuses, so they just kept these people there. That's important context before you hear Pete Hegseth say that they should be executed.
A follow-up, I know we spent half the day at Gitmo with you. There's still currently 15 prisoners there, mostly Islamic jihadists. So given Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's detailed confessions to orchestrating 9/11 and other al-Qaeda plots, why has the United States government chosen to keep him alive and comfortable at Gitmo for decades along with these other Islamic jihadists instead of executing them and delivering justice for the 3,000 victims of 9/11 and the other service members who lost their lives? And
is this Laura Loomer asking this question? Jesus Christ, get to the point.
Well, I appreciate the question. There's a reason we started the day down at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, in Southcom, is because we want to make sure Cuba understands that the United States capabilities are robust. It's right in our neighborhood. The Donroe Doctrine is in full effect, and we're going to be prepared to defend with all the capabilities we need there, but also everything the War Department could bring to bear. So my message was clear there, and it was great to be with the Marines and others, do a little PT, see how fired up they are about their mission down there. But listen, I've written extensively about it. These Gitmo detainees should have been executed, in my mind, personally, a long time ago, for the crimes of what they committed against the American people. Unfortunately, the gears of American justice got gunked up.
Dude, is there anyone that Pete Hegseth doesn't want to murder? Is there anybody that Pete Hegseth isn't, like, bloodthirsty about? I could throw a dart at a board of groups, and as long as they're a minority group, Pete Hegseth has likely railed against them.
All the way back to when I was a guard at Guantanamo Bay. In 2004, 2005, I was one of the guards, one of the, exterior guards, small part, in the first attempts on these trials that were just starting, and there was a lot of hope, hey, we might be able to try these guys swiftly for the crimes they've committed against the United States of America. And then whether it's international groups or lawyers and the things on top got layered on top and it all got stuck. We're committed to the death penalty in that case and in any others.
Yeah, we know you're committed to the death penalty, Pete Hegseth. You don't have to tell us, and we don't have to impugn your motives. We don't have to read between the lines. Pete Hegseth is kind of bloodthirsty, and then he's defending the guy who said, a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I mean, that's a threat of genocide, very clearly. I don't know if Donald Trump is getting too much from Benjamin Netanyahu in his military style, but the United States is supposed to have at least some rules of engagement, and Pete Hegseth is representing a post, respect reality. I mean, look at this guy. why is our Secretary of Defense looking like he's playing with his action figures in front of this? He's freaking the fuck out.
Strong and resolute with the way that we respond and bring firepower, and we will certainly do that if need be. So thank you for traveling with us today very much, and we'll strike them hard tonight, and hopefully Iran makes a good decision. Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
Did they violate the ceasefire? As you
said? Wait a minute. That actually was Laura Loomer? I was totally joking. It was actually Laura Loomer asking the question about Guantanamo Bay executions. What the hell? Look at this. I was like, it sounds like her voice. Oh my God. So that's Pete Hegseth wrapping up his press conference in an embarrassing manner outside of the CENTCOM headquarters in Tampa, Florida. What else is there to say? That was a bloodthirsty speech that is beneath anybody in a position of power in the United States, and that should be embarrassing. I'm going to leave it there. We're going to fight for a better reality every single day. Make sure you subscribe below. Make sure you drop a like. You can go to adammockler.com for more writings from us all. I love you all. Peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.